Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail both lead with stories related to tensions within government. In his story in The Independent, Hugh O'Connell reports that a bitter coalition row has broken out over Fine Gael's call for €1,000 tax cut in the budget. Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers is quoted saying that there was a lot of eye-rolling yesterday on foot of the call from three Fine Gael ministers for tax cuts. Obviously, €1,000 in everyone's pocket sounds lovely, but it's populist and not costed, Chambers says. And writing in the Mail, Craig Hughes reports that ministers fear they are losing control of the migrant accommodation crisis. Hughes quotes unnamed cabinet sources talking about government infighting and a failure to take responsibility among senior ministers in relation to the crisis. One source claims that the cabinet committee with responsibility for providing accommodation and support for Ukrainian refugees is not functioning efficiently and hasn't met since the 4th of May. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Times reports that the government is planning to tender for floating accommodation. We're told that several sites, including Sir John Rogerson's Quay in Dublin and Horgan's Quay and Penrose Quay in Cork, are under consideration. The Irish Daily Mirror builds its lead story around a new report from Barnardo's, which features accounts from families receiving their support about cost-cutting measures they've had to take, which make for stark reading. One mother talks about having to send her son to school with no lunch, while another says that the family goes to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening to save on light and heating bills. Michael Lister's take on a robust exchange which took place on last week's The Sunday Game between Joanne Cantwell and Donal O'Cusack receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Sun. Hurling insults is the headline there. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the decision by Queen's University to pay for the cremation of a Belfast man who hadn't made any funeral plans because he was leaving his body to medical science. Because of a staff shortage, however, the university was unable to accept Samuel Sharkey's offer when he died last week, and their cremation offer was made after relatives criticised the university for leaving the 96-year-old's dying wish unfulfilled. Elsewhere this morning, Dermot Ferriter has a piece in the front of the Times marking 100 years since the end of the Civil War. Civil War politics was often sterile, he writes, yet that same politics ensured the survival of a robust democracy for a century. While in his piece in The Examiner, Mick Clifford suggests that conservative, insular and often brutal, W.T. Cosgrave's first government still merits positive reappraisal. And finally, a number of today's papers report on a new programme from the National Parks and Wildlife Service to introduce ospreys to Ireland 150 years after the species became extinct in this country. We're told that between 50 and 70 osprey chicks are to be brought to Ireland from Norway over a five-year period, with the first chicks due to arrive here in July. We're also told that ospreys often nest in the same tree for up to 20 years and are believed to be largely monogamous.